Roger Schultz is a teacher. For 20 years, he's taught severely handicapped students. On this day, he's standing outside Riverside High School doing what he normally does, greeting every bleary-eyed, headphone-wearing student who comes off the bus.
Good morning. Good morning.
Usually the students nod or ignore him, but today it's a little different. In his hands, Schultz is holding a handwritten sign, and what it says catches the students' attention.
Stop pushing teachers off the plank. It seems so much of what the legislature is doing is making our job difficult.
Behind Schultz, dozens of other teachers are wearing red, and some are also carrying signs. As cars pull up to let students out, they smile and begin to chant.
Spread the red! Spread the red!
There's another large group of teachers out by the road. Some have been educators for decades, while others are just starting out. Monica Skipwith is in her second year teaching English and yearbook.
The morale is low. Teachers are fed up, and it's terrible. And considering that this is a profession that I love and I want to be in for the long haul, I want to make sure that my job is secure, and I want to make sure that I'm able to do my job by teaching students, having the materials that I need, and having the money that I need to survive.
Skipwith says she's here with her colleagues because the North Carolina legislature does not fund education adequately. That includes no money for textbooks, no teacher raises, eliminating tenure, enacting a voucher program for private schools, and ending salary supplements for teachers who earn a master's degree. Teachers aren't the only ones who are worked up.
If someone has to put up with me 7 hours a day, I feel like they should get paid well for it.
Hunter Heilman is a senior at Riverside High School, and while he feels teacher pay should rank higher than 46th in the country, he's even more concerned with North Carolina's other ranking, 45th in per-pupil spending, including a zeroing out of all textbook funding this past summer.
My calculus textbook is falling apart. It's literally falling apart at the spine, which I think is just ridiculous enough that we can't get funding enough for even the basic needs like that.
At E.K. Poe Elementary, not too far away, the walk-in event has a much more overtly political feel, complete with careful staging, a malfunctioning PA system, and TV cameras. There are still teachers, parents, and students here, but there are also elected officials. All are Democrats, like State Senator Mike Woodard, who stands on the front steps of the neoclassical revival-style school building as he blasts his political opponents.
Public schools have never been under greater attack. Our colleagues in the General Assembly majorities really started defunding education, and it has serious repercussions that are going to last for generations if we can't turn the tide very quickly.
In a written statement, Senate Leader Phil Berger denounced the walk-ins. He said he appreciates the overwhelming majority of teachers, but called the protests, quote, bully tactics. He also said schools were not the place for politics, and kids should not be used as pawns. Governor Pat McCrory also debates the notion that school funding has been cut. He did so in a speech back in August to the North Carolina Chamber of Commerce.
At $7.8 billion, this is the largest K-12 budget in North Carolina history.
That assessment does not take into account inflation or the 34,000 additional students that have enrolled in the past 5 years. The more important numbers for the future of public education might be these. 80% of those surveyed in a September Elon University poll believe North Carolina teachers are underpaid. Just 2% thought they were overpaid. If any of this public sentiment is to turn into legislative action, it will have to wait until May, when the General Assembly convenes for its short session. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.